Hello everyone, I'd like to introduce to you our next Bible study series entitled We Believe. We're going to be looking at 12 essential Christian doctrines that we hold to. They include the following. Firstly, the Bible is inspired by God and is without error. We base our beliefs upon no other book. Secondly, there is one God who has always existed in three persons, God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit. Thirdly, our Lord Jesus Christ is and was truly God, and that he was born into the world by a virgin, he lived a sinless life, he performed genuine miracles, died for our sin in our place, was resurrected bodily, ascended to the Father's right hand, will personally return in the future. Next, in the resurrection of both the saved and the lost, the saved to everlasting life, the lost to the second death. The only means of being cleansed from sin is through repentance and faith in the finished work of Christ. Next, being born again by the Holy Spirit is absolutely essential for personal salvation. Next, in the power of the Holy Spirit to make believers mature, by whose indwelling the Christian is enabled to live a holy life. Next, the baptism of the Holy Spirit is given to believers who ask. Next, in the reality of the supernatural operation of the gifts for today. Next, the grace of God provides healing of the human body in answer to believing prayer. Next, in the practice of Christian baptism by immersion for believers and the Lord's Supper. Next, the universe was created by God. He did not make it out of part of himself. He is separate from it, although he is always present in it. And finally, the devil, also known as Satan, can exert power and influence over human beings, but only as far as God permits. He was formerly one of God's angels who rebelled against God. He will ultimately be cast into the lake of fire and will be condemned there forever. So they are the 12 essential doctrines that we are holding to. The importance of clear doctrine. A doctrine is a teaching, it's a belief statement. Having a clear set of doctrines based on the Bible helps us to piece together the various insights which God intermingles with stories, apostolic instructions, and poetic writings. For example, our doctrine of God as creator is based largely on 12 different biblical passages and many more less obvious references. When we piece these together, we can conclude that God is the creator. Similarly, when we take the overall message of the Bible, we can see that the scripture unfolds certain doctrines progressively. This means that some of the grand doctrines of scripture are only made clear by the New Testament. They are dimly revealed within the Old Testament and fully lit within the New. What a person believes determines how they act. If you believe that road traffic cannot hurt you, you will express your pedestrianism across a busy highway quite differently to most of us who believe that heavy road traffic is actually dangerous for our health. Similarly, if you believe that Jesus Christ was just a good man or an angel or some exalted but created being, you'll regard his death on the cross as the starting point of salvation rather than the completion of it. Perspicuity. When the Reformers protested that God's message could be understood by anyone who read the Bible without the need for the Roman Catholic Church to tell them what it meant, they called this the doctrine of perspicuity. Perspicuity means clarity. That is, they taught that the Bible was sufficiently clear about what it was communicating. But perspicuity is offset by the understanding of perspicacity. But the Reformers also taught that the Bible could be equally misunderstood and become distorted by the reader's own sinfulness, referred to as perspicacity. Therefore, they reasoned, the church should have ordained ministers whose primary responsibility is the teaching of the Bible, so that it is not distorted by members of a church congregation. This is why Reformed pastors put the letters VDM, Verbi Dei Minister, which means Minister of God's Word, after their name. It's our hope that as we study God's Word together, we can enjoy the perspicuity of Scripture and avoid having our own natural yet sinful propensity to distort it, that is, perspicacity, And what we are about to conclude about the Bible and what it teaches on these 12 most essential matters will determine how we process life, our walk with Christ, and how we relate to others. Because we believe.